Hare Krishna. To be a spiritual freedom fighter, be a sensual firefighter. Freedom, fighting for freedom is considered a very noble activity. And in various countries which might have been in colonial rule in the past, those who fought for freedom are cherished and celebrated. We need to, when we fight against our senses, at that time we often are filled with some kind of resentment because we feel as if we are losing our freedom to enjoy. And this feeling of resentment and deprivation actually sabotages our determination to strive for spiritual growth. So we need to study the philosophy carefully so that we can redefine our conception of freedom. As long as we think of freedom only in terms of the freedom for sensual indulgence, then spiritual discipline and spiritual growth will all seem like deprivation or loss of freedom. But actually, at a material level, in sense gratification, freedom can never be found. Because we can never be as free to enjoy as we want to be. We want to enjoy constantly. But we can never have so many sense objects around us that we can enjoy constantly. And even if we had a profuse amount of the best sense objects, still our senses' capacity to enjoy is limited. And because of that limited capacity, we will never be able to enjoy as much as we want. And we may say, no, okay, even if I can't enjoy as much as I want, at least I will enjoy as much as I can and I should have the freedom for that. No, but because our capacity to enjoy is always limited as compared to our desire to enjoy, the little enjoyment that we get, it always falls short of our desire. And that inadequate enjoyment actually becomes like a, that insufficient enjoyment frequently becomes like a fuel for the desire, which is like a fire. And Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in the third chapter, in 39th text. He says, Avritam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. Avritam jnanametena, he says, Avritam jnanam, a knowledge is covered over, etena, by what? By this enemy. The context from 3.36 to 43 is talking about lust. So Krishna is talking about lust over here. Jnanino nitya vairina. That jnani is a for the soul who is jnani, nitya vairina is the eternal enemy. Who is the eternal enemy? That is lust. Kamarupena kaunteya, it is in the form of lust. Dushpurena nalena cha. Analena, it's fire that is dushpura. Dushpura is insatiable. So when we pander to lust, it is insatiable. It's like a fire that is fueled and it keeps burning more and more and more. So when we understand this sensual fire and this fire of lust that burns in our senses, we understand that this fire is not to be fueled, it is to be extinguished. And it is an extinguishing, just as when we understand that if there is a fire in our house, then we call firefighters, and the firefighters, they extinguish the fire, and thus they free the home from the danger of being consumed and ruined by the fire. Similarly, rather than thinking of sensual desires as sources of pleasure, we can see them as fires that will destroy. And the more we become a firefighter against these sensual desires, the more we become freedom fighters for our spirit. Our soul, which is who we actually are, our soul is by nature meant to love and serve Krishna and to find unlimited happiness in such loving. And when our consciousness is no longer captivated by sensual desires, then the consciousness becomes free to focus on Krishna, free to love and serve Krishna, and free to find the supreme happiness in loving and serving Him. Thus, when we become free from distractions that allure us away from Krishna, we become free to focus on Krishna, and we find lasting happiness in Krishna, that is the ultimate freedom Because in that freedom alone, we find the ultimate happiness. Thus, by becoming sensual firefighters, we become spiritual freedom fighters. And when we have to fight for our spiritual, in cultivating our spiritual disciplines, when we see that as a fight for freedom, not as a fight for distraction, then the sanctity and the inspiration that we associate with freedom fighting, we can bring that in our spiritual practices and thus inspire ourselves to fight determinedly and progress towards supreme freedom and supreme happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.